好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是童工的争论。
The sermon title today is Controversy Among Co-workers.
那可能以这个题目为讲到的，不多，对吧？
Maybe there are not many that people use this title.
我们开始讲到，以先有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你在教会的历史上留下了童工争论的痕迹和记忆。
In the church history, you just left the mark and the memory about the controversy among the
这
co-workers.
其中，你把背景、上下文和圣经的原则一一的摆放在其中。
And you just put a background, the context, and also in the situation just in here.
你帮助我们在这里学习，跟随你的脚步。
You just help us how to follow your steps.
谢谢恩主听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to the prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
阿门。
Amen.
好，同工的争
Controversy among co-workers.
论。教会发生争论，好像现在已经是一个司空见惯的现象，会不会啊？
Controversy in the church seems to be a common occurrence, right?
好像在教会里边发生一些争论的事情，大家也开始见怪不怪，也不足为奇了。
And it just should not be surprising now.
那在今天的经文当中呢，就记载了保罗和巴拿巴所起的争论。
In the scriptures, the argument between Paul and Barnabas is also common in situation.
呀，这在以后的教会历史当中，也让我们感受到一种平常心了，对吧？
And we just have an ordinary heart to look at this.
呀，我们先来看第一点，
Let's look at the first point.
筹划再上路。
Planning to hit the road again.
呀，这是今天经文的这个时代背景和整个经文的上文，对吧？
And this is the background and also the context about this.
那保罗和巴拿巴这一次重返安提阿呢？
This time, Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch.
其实他是蒙了耶路撒冷教会的差遣。
Actually, they were just sent to spy church in Jerusalem.
呀，不但如此，还有犹大、希拉的相伴而行啊。
Not only that, but Judah and the Silas were also accompanying him.
呀，首先仍住在安提厄。
First, they still live in Antioch.
呀，如果我们看前面15章30节来看这个经文的话呢？
So, judging just from the previous chapter 15, verse 30.
呀，他们四个人是奉了耶路撒冷教会的差遣来到了安提厄，对不对
？The four of them came to Antioch, as sent by the church in Jerusalem.
那为什么来到安提厄呢
？Why did they go to Antioch?
因为当时有那么几个人呢，做一些事情和教会不一样。
Because during that time, there are some people in the church that did things differently.
所以教会的使徒们就写了一封信给安提俄教会啊。
Therefore, and the apostles of the church just wrote a letter and to the church.
当然不是单单安提俄，还有附近的一些地方。
Of course, it's not just only for Antioch, also other places.
所以耶路撒冷教会就委托他们四个人去到安提俄和附近的教会呢，去解说一下。耶路撒冷教会的意见观点，对吧
？Therefore, the Jerusalem church just sent four of them, and just to those churches in Antioch and other places to explain.
当然，信中也就难免会问候一下安提阿、叙利亚、基利加等外邦众圣徒的安，对吧
？And of course, the letter also just sends a greeting to the Gentile brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia.
要换句话讲呢
，In other words,
安提阿只是他们此行的第一站呢。
Antioch was only the first stop on their trip.
所以他们的行程并没有完成，对吧
？Therefore, their journey is not completed yet.
那写信的经文是怎么记载这个缘由的呢
？So in the letter, and they just explain the reason.
要圣经说，我们听说有几个人从我们这里出去，用言语搅扰你们，扰祸乱你们的心呐。
We have just heard that some went out from us without our authorization and they disturbed you.
那这是一件怎样的事情呢
？What kind of thing is this?
呀，这是当时犹太教背景的基督徒和外邦人背景的基督徒两种人在教会相遇所发生的事情。
Those are the conflicts between the Christian and just the, with the Judaism background and also the new disbelievers.
犹太人没有犹太背景的基督徒没有办法接受希腊背景或者外邦人背景，他们过去的拜偶像啊， 那些希腊神话啊，这是犹太背景的基督徒，也包括我们今天基督徒不可以接受的。
So the Jewish background Christian, they just cannot accept about this thing, and with the Greek, those Gentile Christians.
但是同时呢
？At the same time.
要外邦背景的基督徒也很难接受犹太背景的基督徒，他们从犹太教带回来的诸多的律法的疑问呢、啊，或者规矩。
And the Jewish Christian, they also cannot accept and those laws and also those the rules just from those the Jewish Christians.
而当时比较集中在什么事情上呢
？So what are the things that just kind of concentrate?
要比较集中在是不是信了耶稣都必须行割礼
？And that is whether and they have to be circumcised when they receive Jesus Christ.
割礼对于犹太人讲是很平常的一件事情，出生第八天就把小孩子男生的那个包皮给割掉了。
Because circumcision, that is actually very common because the Jewish, when the baby just turned 8 days and will be circumcised.
但是当人活了一把年纪了，信了耶稣了，来到教会了。
However, when for the people, if they just for adults receive Jesus Christ and then now they come to the church,
就教会的领袖啊、长老啊、执事就跑来跟你讲，嗨，哥们儿，你明天把包皮割了吧。
And if the church leader said that you need to just get circumcised tomorrow,
这个其实对当时的外邦人的信徒来讲是不太容易接受的。
Actually, those were the Gentile believers, and it's very hard to accept.
但是这种要求呢，却是非常普遍的，临到了外邦人背景的基督徒。
However, this requirement and just come to those the Gentile believers.
特别是安提阿啦，特别是刚才所说的叙利亚啦、基利加等等那一带的人，比较普遍是有耶路撒冷教会人去到那里吩咐他们。
And especially in the churches that in Antioch, Syria, and the Cilicia, and they were just required and by the people from the Jerusalem church.
那这个时候耶路撒冷教会该怎么办呢
？So what can the Jerusalem church do?
其实很简单，就澄清这件事吗
？So very simple. They just clarified this.
为了这个缘故，专门写一封信。
For this reason, they particularly just write a letter.
要目的就说明一件事情。
The purpose is to explain one thing.
就是经文里边所说的，他说其实我们并没有吩咐他们。
So that is what the verse said. They just those the troubling your mind, but what they say, we didn't command that.
换句话讲，这是他们个人的意见，不是教会的立场。
So that is individual people's opinion. It's not from the church.Viewpoint.
这也是我们教会的处事的原则，对吧
？This is the church's principle of dealing with things.
我们凡事坦诚、透明、勇于面对。
And that is to be just frank and transparent in everything and face it with courage.
没有什么不可以见光的。
There's nothing we cannot just do under the light.
没有什么不敢面对的。
And there's nothing we have to.Be afraid to face.
发生任何事情，摆在桌上，大家谈清楚就好了。
So when we encounter something, we just be transparent and talk about it.
这是彼得和巴拿巴他们仍然住在安提阿，他们所要做的事情啊。
And this is what Peter and the Barnabas, Paul and Barnabas, and they will just have to do.
他们做了这件事情留下来的这种传承对我们的影响，就是刚才所说的教会。面对事情的原则就是坦诚透明勇敢的面对对吧
So what they're facing and that is the church's principle and that is to be frank and transparent and to deal with things
可能今后教会我们也会面对一些困难的事情
Maybe in the future our church will also face some difficulties
也同样要坦诚面对的对吧
And it's the same and we will be just transparent to face it
yeah, 其次呢是圣灵感动出门了
Second, the Holy Spirit moves them out.
短宣队员们在安提阿待了一段时间，他们渐渐的就完成了教会所托付的使命了。
So the short-term mission team and they completed their mission of delivering these letters.
有的完成了就回耶路撒冷了。
And some after they finished, they went back.
从经文的记载来看呢，应该犹大就回去了。
So from the scriptures we can tell Judah went back.
圣经说希拉留下来继续陪伴着保罗和巴拿巴。
And the Bible says that Sila stayed with Paul and Barnabas.
也许希拉有一些先知啊，或者方方面面的恩赐，随着 短训队继续在安提俄服侍了。
Maybe Silas has some just the gift and just prophecy, and that he stayed with the team.
显然，他们在安提俄是住了一段时间。
Obviously, they stayed in Antioch for a period of time.
住多长时间？圣经没有说。
But the Bible does not say for how long.
但是，总之，他们真的是在安提俄 stay 待了一段时间。
So anyway, they stayed in Antioch for a while.
在这一段时间当中，圣经说圣灵就感动了保罗。
And the scripture said the Holy Spirit began to move Paul.
Yeah, 这个 initiate 就是发起人是保罗，首先对巴拿巴说话。
So the initiator is Paul, and he talked to Barnabas.
Yeah, 他对巴拿巴怎么说呢？
So what did Paul tell Barnabas?
我们其实是可以回到从前宣扬主道的各城去看望一下弟兄姐妹如何呀？
Paul said to Barnabas, we can just go back to the city where the word of the Lord was preached in the past.
大家记得前几篇讲道当中我提到保罗的第一次宣教旅程，对吧？
Do you remember in the previous sermons I talked about Paul's first mission trip?
他们就从安提俄出发，然后去到塞浦路斯，然后再去到土耳其亚细亚一大圈转了以后回来，对吧？
And they just went from Antioch to Cyprus and to Asia.
Yeah, 他们去的这个过程当中也经历许多的事情。
In the process, they also just encountered several things.
Yeah, 有许多令他们心中挂念或者那边的弟兄姐妹也挂念他们的事情。
And there are just some of the things that make them just start thinking about brother or sister there.
所以圣灵就提醒他们。
So the Holy Spirit reminded them.
Yeah, 开始挂念他们上一次宣教旅程所遇见的弟兄姐妹以及福音朋友啊。
To start thinking about the brothers, sisters, and the gospel friends they met on their last mission team.
那大家还记得那个海边的港口西流基港口吧？
Do you still remember and the Seleucia and this place?
Yeah, 西流基离安提俄就是二三十公里的距离，很近。
So Seleucia was not far from the Antioch, only about 20 to 30 miles.
这是他们出海的上一次出海的港口啊。
So that's the port from which they last sailed.
从这里。站在海边可以看见塞浦路斯、啊、
So if you just stand on the seaside and look towards Cyprus,
而塞浦路斯那边的港口呢，叫做萨拉米。
And also the harbor, the Salamis, that they're able to see that.
然后上一次去呢，有经历了整个塞浦路斯全岛的一个旅行，他们都跑了。
So they've been through, and this the whole island of the Cyprus.
Yeah, 在那个地方还有不同的很奇妙的经历，对吧？
They have very amazing these encounters.
无论如何，圣灵借着所以你们要去的大使命，在感动了他们要出门了。
In any case, the Holy Spirit is moving them to go out through the Great Commission, so you should go.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
请问圣灵有没有感动你
？Does the Holy Spirit move your heart?
要出门了。
You should go.
要走出你的安乐窝呀。
Just leave your comfort zone.
去到上帝所指示你的地方去。
Just go to the place God wants you to go.
离开你所熟悉的、舒适的窝儿。
Just leave earth, the place that you're comfort with.
去到你所不认识的地方。
Go to the place you don't know.
那个地方是迦南地哦。
And that place is Canaan.
虽然它是牛奶与蜜之地。
Even though that is a place with like a And the milk and the honey.
其实也是一个偶像密布受咒诅的地方、啊、
Actually, it's a place full of curse for the idols.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
上帝把我们所差派的地方，往往是那些受咒诅的地方。
The place God sent us to, usually that's a place of curse.
借着上帝的儿女去到那个地方，将咒诅化为祝福。
Through God's children and go to the cursed place and transform that into God's blessing.
Yeah, 我记得在2004-2005年开始到2009年这五六年的时间吧。
I remember from 2004-05 and to 2009.
Yeah, 那个时候教会就有一个意向，每年去台湾短宣。
During that time, church has a mission, go to the short-term mission to Taiwan.
那台湾有一个地方叫做宜兰的壮伟。
In Taiwan, and there's a place, two places called Yilan.
一个小小小的壮维乡有31座庙。
It's a little village. They have a 31 temples.
那可以说是偶像林立了。
It's just a full of the idols.
今年还带着信的主的弟兄。
So, and the brother, we just like a just guide him to receive Christ.
今年带他信主。
And just received the Christ this year.
明年他又被偶像所缠绕了。
And then the following next year, and he's also still just blinded by this the idols.
这种现象也是司空见惯，不足为奇的。
This kind of situation is very common, not surprising.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你生命是如何思考要出门这件事呢
？How do you think about this that you should go?
圣灵有没有在你心里提醒呢
？Did the Holy Spirit remind you？
圣灵有没有感动你要出门呢
？So did Holy Spirit just move your heart to leave？
我们现在开始为明年的短宣去祷告了。
Let's pray for next year's mission trip。
明年北欧一定是会回去了。
Next year for sure, the Nordic country we will go。
然后其他地方我们还在祷告。
Other places still in our prayers。
请大家一起来为这个祷告好吗？
How about let's just together, let's pray for this.
求神就与我们教会的每一位同在，让圣灵在我们心里边动工吧。
May God be with each one of us and let the Holy Spirit move our heart.
愿神继续的带领我们。
May God continue to guide us.
好，最后是重返宣教旅程啊。
Finally, return to the mission journey.
这个时候呢，他们人还没有出门，心已经飞往宣教之旅了。
At this time, they had not left home yet, but their heart was already on a mission journey.
我猜想呢，保罗或者巴拿巴，他想起了在塞浦路斯的帕弗遇见了假先知那位叫巴耶稣的人，对吧
？I'm just guessing. Maybe Paul recalled the false prophet Bar Jesus and who met in just a prophet in Cyprus.
这位巴耶稣很奇怪，他会叫方伯千万不要信。上帝不要信耶稣，不要信真道啊
！And the Bar Jesus was so strange, and he just tried to turn the proconsul away from the faith.
保罗遇到这样的人
，So Paul met this kind of person.
甚至他在塞浦路斯宣告咒诅啊
！Paul even pronounced the curse on him.
而且是说叫你瞎眼
，making him blind.
他就暂时昏蒙黑暗，见不到东西了。
He was temporarily darkened.
他说：“哎呀，我看不见东西了，需要有人。”牵着他手往前走。
And he said, "I just cannot see. Can someone guide me?"
方伯呢，也因此信了耶稣了。
And proconsul believed in the Lord because of this.
当他们离开塞浦路斯，到达土耳其亚细亚的时候，彼岸的时候呢
？When they left the Cyprus and reached the other side and entered Turkey.
也是许许多多令人许多回忆的故事，对吧
？Also, there are many to story. Just remind them.
进入土耳其，来到比西底的安提俄，另外一个安提俄。
So when they entered Turkey, they came to just the Pisidian Antioch. That's another Antioch.
保罗就在会堂讲到了。
So Paul preached in the synagogue.
那是犹太会堂哦。
It's a Jewish synagogue.
保罗过去的身份，他可是法利赛人哦。
So Paul before and he was his status.
而且还是罗马公民啊。
And he's a Roman citizen.
什么都不做，保罗的社会地位是很高的。
Without doing anything, and Paul's social status is very high.
当大家了解他的时候呢，会很尊重他，让他出来讲道，对吧
？So when people know about him and they just respect him and let him preach.
他在会堂讲道呢，所说的话是令人感到扎心的。
So the sermon he preached in the synagogue, actually the words he spoke were heart wrenching.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天牧师在这里讲到，你心里有被扎心的感觉吗
？Brothers and sisters, today now I'm preaching here, and does your heart just feel just wrenching?
圣经吩咐我们，所以你们要去，要走上宣教之旅，走上这个旅途，你是否感到扎心呢
？The Bible just tells, so you should go and just go to mission, and do you were so.That were you just the heart wrenching?
请问你有多长时间没有为主摆上去传福音了呢
？How long have you not just offered yourself to the Lord?
保罗的信息在第一次宣教之旅是令人震耳欲聋的。
Paul's message on his first mission journey was deafening.
他提到神的忍耐。
He spoke of God's patience.
我稍稍留意了一下，他提到三段上帝对他子民的忍耐。
And I noticed that there's three part.And aspect, he talked about God's patience.
一段是在旷野的四十年，上帝对他的子民的忍耐。
So one part, and that is the 40 years in the wilderness.
第二呢是四世纪时代的250年。
And second, and that is 450 years in the book of Judges.
过了之后呢是扫罗作王四十年。
And the third is the 40 years of Saul's reign.
就是两个四十年夹着一个二百五。
That is a 240 years, and there's a 450 in between.
从属灵信息的角度来看呢？
From the message of in the spiritual.
呀，这一段信息是第一次宣教之旅的信息沉淀。
And this is the sedimentation of the information for the first mission journey.
沉淀在教会。
And it is a stay in the church.
沉淀在人心。
In people's heart.
继续影响着教会。
Continue to influence the church.
也深入到教会历史里面。
Also, just deepen the in the church history.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
马可成焦点。
Mark becomes the focus.
马可是谁呢？
Who is Mark?
马可也叫约翰啊。
He's also called John.
他的母亲也是其中一位叫玛利亚的姐妹。
And his mother was one of the New Testament members and is also
Mary. 他跟巴拿巴还是表亲，他是巴拿巴的表弟了。
He is Barnabas' cousin.
他的家被新约教会使用，被称为马可楼。
His home was called the Mark House for the New Testament church.
这个地方甚至是耶稣吩咐用作最后晚餐的地方。
And the place Jesus commanded to be used for the Last Supper.
也是圣灵降临五旬节选用地啊。
It was also the place chosen for the coming of the Holy Spirit and the Pentecost.
特别是讲的马可是写马可福音的那个作者呀。
And also, Mark is the author to write the book of Mark.
所以讲讲都是大人物啊。
So, and we'll talk about this, since he's also a big figure.
首先巴拿巴有意扶持。
First, Barnabas intended to support.
巴拿巴是谁呢？
Who is Barnabas?
巴拿巴是一个早期教会的一个领袖，对吧？
He's the leaders in the early church.
也应该是有一些田产，有一些财物了。
He may have some of the assets.
他是将他的财物，使徒行传记载是奉献给教会，拿到使徒的脚钱嘛。
In the book of Acts talking about Barnabas and his offer and his assets and just to, and also set it in front of the apostles.
圣经用他跟亚拿尼亚做了一个对比，都把财物拿对放到使徒脚前，他的结局完全不一样。
The Bible used Barnabas and Ananias as a contrast and to see and that their outcome is different.
巴拿巴劝慰子的性格或者恩赐呢？
So Barnabas, son of comfort character.
使得他是比较容易原谅马可，又是自己的表弟，对吧？
So this made it easier for him to forgive Mark, his cousin.
不是不知道他的软弱或者失败，知道的。
It's not that he doesn't know about Mark's weakness or failure.
但是巴拿巴仿佛更加愿意给马可一个悔改的一个机会。
But it seems like Barnabas wants to give Mark a chance to repent.
那我们来看看马可这个人的家庭呢？
Let's look at Mark's family.
他经济上应该是比较丰沃了。
So Mark's family was relatively just prosperous financially.
处在一个丰沃殷实的家庭当中，算得上是富二代了。
Therefore, and he could just be considered a rich second generation.
大家不难想象一下嘛，在耶路撒冷，在锡安山这样寸土如金的地方，他们家在那有一个 house 在那里，那是今天也是不得了的人呐，不得了的事情。
Therefore, just think about this in Jerusalem, and they just the.His family is like this, and so it's very just different.
可能当时教会很多人在耶路撒冷都要露宿街头的。
Maybe a lot of people they went to Jerusalem, they just can only just stay a night on the street.
但是马可在耶路撒冷却有一个温暖的房子、温暖的家，还有温暖的食物，有丰富的供应。这富二代，那也就身份就坐实了。
So therefore, for Mark and in Jerusalem, he can have the lodging and also food to eat. Therefore,
一出生就含着金钥匙出来，这个骄骄二气也在所难免了。
So just like when he was born, with this that the golden key, and that so maybe he's easy to just get proud.
从大概率上讲，他也应该是一个受不了苦的人。
So he may be the person just cannot stand up those trials.
在塞浦路斯遇到一点挫折，他就受不了了。
Maybe he just cannot stand any setbacks in Cyprus.
就一上岸到了土耳其，到达庞菲利亚的别家，就抛弃了短宣队，扬长而去，甚至可能是不辞而别。
So as soon as he landed in just Pamphylia and Perga, abandoned the short-term mission team and left.
我想，如果是你有困难，实际上有什么病需要， 短信的也会理解的，对吧？
And I think if he has some just difficulties, maybe he can explain to the mission team and they can understand.
但是假如他招呼也不打，不说二遍，那就是个态度问题了，对吧？
However, if he does not even just say hello and just left without saying goodbye, and that is the attitude problem.
到后来回头看，好像也没什么大不了的事儿。
So.Later, when we look at about this, it seems like there's nothing big happened.
我略略的猜想一下呢。
I just guessed.
马可可能真的是受不了舟车劳动的辛劳。
So Mark was just maybe just unable to bear the toil of travelers.
生活条件吧也比较差一点。
And the living condition maybe it's not too good.
一想受不了回到家那温暖的地方多舒服啊，赶紧回家得了。
He was not able to bear that. He just decided to go home.
当然，我猜他可能对保罗在塞浦路斯咒诅巴耶稣，使人家眼睛瞎眼，他可能也会感到不舒服。
Also, I'm just guessing. Maybe Mark just feel uncomfortable with Paul's curse on Bar Jesus in Cyprus, which blinded him.
这都是在教会里面常发生的事情。
These are the things that happen in the church very often.
呀，保罗所在乎的是信仰。的一个层面，对吧？
So what Paul cares about is the layer about the belief.
马可能啊，我现在不说一定，可能他比较在乎道德层面的。你怎么这么没爱心呢？对吧？
For Mark, I'm just guessing. Maybe he just focuses more about the morality.
这个真的不是马可一个人，那是我们可能相当多的人都会这样子。
This may be not just Mark. Maybe it could be just pointed to a lot of people.
比较容易站在人本主义的道德层面去审判上帝的信仰层面，会不会？
So maybe we're just more easily to stand at the viewpoint of morality from the main center instead of with the God's value.
第三就是对保罗管理起来好像比较松散，管理力不太强。
So third, maybe.Mark was not quite satisfied with Paul's loose.
好像也没有看见保罗有一个完整的一个短宣宣教的计划，每天做什么，明天做什么，好像也不太强。
Maybe Mark is not quite satisfied about Paul's unplanned, the mission approach.
02年我刚来美国的时候，就跟那个短宣队去了巴拿马去了。
2002, I went to Panama.
当年
Panama.
当年带领我的那个牧师呢
？So that year, and the pastor who just led us
去之前就告诉我说：“哎呀，巴拿马那些牧师啊、教会啊，没什么计划的。”
And he just told me that about the pastors in Panama, they're not quite planned.
呀，跟我们美国人不一样，我们美国人很有计划的做事。
And it's different just from people here in the U.S.
那我从挪威来的，我姑且听之，想想我们挪威人好像也是比较松散的。
And at the time, I came from Norway. I just feel like it's pretty similar and doing things kind of loose.
去到那里以后就问当地的牧师，你这两天怎么安排啊？
When we went to Panama, we asked the pastor, so what is the plan for the next 2 days?
那牧师说还没有什么安排，看看再说吧。
And the pastor said, no, we don't have much plan yet. Just wait.
那带领我的牧师在车的背后给我是挤挤眼，你看，这是我说的吧？他没什么计划的。
So the pastor who led us, and he just said, "Look, that's what I said."
Yeah, 我猜这个马可对保罗这方面也是有意见的。
So I'm just guessing. Maybe Mark has the same kind of the thinking about Paul.
我能想的大概就是三样东西，他就离开了。
So these are the three reasons I can think of. That Mark just left.
当然，这个离开对短宣队是有影响的。
Of course, with the Mark's leaving, that would influence the mission team.
好，其次是保罗却坚持原则。
Second, Paul insisted on principles.
那显而易见，这件事临到保罗就没那么容易过关啦。
Of course, it was not so easy for Paul to get through this matter.
保罗对人对己的要求很高的。
Paul had a very high demand on others and himself.
特别是对自己。
Especially himself.
他几近严苛呀，他对自己。
Which was also harsh.
我们从他在罗马书第七章对自己坦诚、透明的剖析，可见一斑呐。
We can see this from his candid and transparent analysis of himself in Romans chapter 7.
他在罗马书七章十八节怎么说呢
？In Romans chapter 7.Verse 18.
他说我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善因为立志行善 为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我呀。
For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I just cannot carry it out.
显而易见，保罗对人性的恶是有充分的了解和认识的。
Obviously, Paul had a full understanding of the evil in human nature.
他也包括对马可的深入批判，会不会
？Including an in-depth criticism on Mark.
再加上马可从上一次离开短宣队到现在一直没有来认个错呀，说个对不起呀，悔改，没见到。
In addition, Mark did not return to the short-term mission team to confess his sin and to repent.
所以保罗不可能在这个时候呀去原谅他、赦免他，这不可能的。
Therefore, it is impossible for Paul to forgive him.
Yeah, 而且马可在从某种程度上来讲是一种背叛。
In certain point, actually, Mark, as the way he did, is kind of betrayal.
所以这种背叛带给人的感受是很深刻的，对吧
？So this kind of feeling to people about someone's the betrayal is just very deep.
我也蛮接受保罗这种态度和。解决的方法的 原则的
and I just quite accept about the principles that the Paul he has
对那些 背叛的人呢
so for the one and he just a betrayal
你曾经背叛过
so you betrayed before
你很有可能下次再继续的背叛这是你的惯性
and that is your habit you may just did again
教会的原则也是一样你若是不悔改教会也有一种永不录用的 原则了
It's also the principle in the church. If you do not repent in the future, it's impossible for church to just to use you.
Yeah, 求神就怜悯，求神就帮助我们。
May God help us and give us His mercy.
Yeah, 现今的世道邪恶了。
Now the days are evil.
Yeah, 前两天有个陌生人打来电话。
A few days ago, a stranger called me.
他问了一大堆关于教会的问题。
He asked me many questions about our church.
我姓什么？我姓某某某啊！告诉我的贵姓叫什么名字
？He told me his name.
当然中文名不肯告诉我了。
But he did not tell me his Chinese name.
他说你们是用那个 Zoom 来聚会的，对不对啊
？He asked, "So did you use Zoom to worship?"
我说是啊。
I said yes.
我说你找我的有什么可以帮到你吗
？I asked him, "Is there anything I can help you?"
那我他说我住在。我有房子在 McKinney 出租了。
He said, I have a house, a leasing house in, in McKinney.
Yeah, 我住在 Plano 了。
He said, I live in Plano.
请问你们教会有没有现成的做房地产的帮我管理房子啊
？And he asked, in your church, do you have like a realtor in your church member who can help me to manage my house?
我说你其实在人住在 Plano， 房子在 McKinney。你在你所住的地方的资源是很容易找得到的。
I just told him you live in McKinney. You have a leasing house in McKinney. You live in Plano, but you have a leasing house in McKinney.
Yeah,
actually, you have the resource.
我这里是教会，是神的家呀。
So here, we are the church. We are the God's home.
你来找我，你一不问耶稣，二不问信仰，三不问聚会的时间，你问我房子，那你觉得这个合适吗
？So will you just And contact me. You do not talk about Jesus or the belief, and also just the church gathering. And so, do you think that's appropriate?
你确定是要问房子的事情吗
？Are you sure you're asking about house?
还是你有一些想了解的资讯情况，你又不好明说，你也带着某些人的托付委托来问我情况，会不会啊？
Or is it possible you just have to something you really want to ask? Maybe someone just entrusts you to ask.
他马上说啊，对不起，打搅了，就电话就扣了。
And very quickly he said, "Oh, sorry, I just disturb you." And then he just hung up.
这一类的电话今年接到不少了。
This kind of phone call I receive a lot this year.
我们也大概知道他从哪里而来。
And we know where he come from.
这样的事情以后还会发生。
This kind of thing will happen again.
求神就帮助我们吧。
May God help us.
广传福音也要学习保护教会啊。
We just need to share the gospel. At the same time, we need to protect our church.
我们凡事不怕，可以勇于面对。
We can just boldly to face it.
但是我们没有必要去做愚昧的事情。
However, there's no need to do something just ignored.
好，最后是因争执分道扬镳。
Finally, and they just parted ways due to the dispute.
路加对于保罗和巴拿巴的争论呢？
So about this dispute between the Paul's and Barnabas and in Luke's viewpoint.
我看了一看，好像似乎他没有选边站哦。
And I see that it seems like Luke just did not just take any side.
啊，圣经是怎么描述他们之间的争论呢
？So how does the Bible describe their dispute?
圣经说，于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船去基比路。
They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus.
Yeah, 巴拿巴就是基比路，就是基比路，就是塞浦路，塞浦路是从塞浦路斯过来的人嘛。
So Barnabas is the one just from the Cyprus.
所以带着自己的表弟去探个家，也情理之中，情有可原，合情合理啊。
So Barnabas took his cousin Mark and just go just the.And it seems reasonable.
这也是满足保罗对圣灵的感动。我们要回到前面上一次去过的短宣，第一次去宣教旅行所去过的地方。那塞浦路斯是其中一个地方，是满足上帝的感动和呼召的。
It's also fulfilled just God's calling. Also, at the same time, also moved Paul. Actually, they just went to and this mission place.
当然，我相信圣灵有一个更远、更广阔的眼光啊。
So I also believe it's because the Holy Spirit has a further perspective.
显而易见，上帝没有站在一个 puzzle 一个片面的拼图来看马可，没有这样。
So God just did not just look at Mark from the perspective of a one-sided puzzle.
乃是站在马可的一生来看马可。
But look at the Mark from the perspective of his whole life.
事实上，马可在写马可福音十四章五十一节的记载的时候呢
？So in fact, Mark himself just wrote in Mark chapter 14, verse 51.
他对自己的这种逃跑，他是有过呀亲笔的记载的。
Actually, he also just write down. He just wrote down about what happened about himself.
他说当时还是一个少年人的马可就曾经逃跑过了。
And that he just once ran away as a young man.
所以见到困难、遇到挑战就逃跑。是蛮多人的生命光景，好像我也是这样子，我也爱跑。
So just run away just because of the difficulties that is very common for many people, including me.
我从生命当中的逃跑到现在勇敢的面对，实在是一个生命长时间的成长。
So for my life and just to run away previously and now I just stay. Actually, that's the life growing.
Yeah, 两次逃跑之间，上帝让马可有许多的经历和成长，对吧
？So.With this two runaway, actually, God just also helped Mark to grow.
这一次在宣教路上，他再次逃跑。
This time, he ran away again on the mission path.
但是上帝没有撇弃他。
However, God did not abandon him.
上帝甚至用巴拿巴来陪练，陪他跑。
So, God even used Barnabas to train and just run with him.
甚至不惜巴拿巴和保罗分道扬镳。
Even to the point of parting ways with Paul.
从这个角度来看，我心里边暖暖的，也是被感动的。
From looking at this, my heart, I just feel so warm just from this.
请你相信一件事情，耶稣基督对你永不言弃的。
Please remember this, God would never abandon you.
可能你眼前的人会暂时离开你，那也是为了日后更好的相见。
Maybe the people near you, they just parted with you. However, I just prepare for the future meet.
保罗和马可的关系以后在圣经当中重新和好得到了印证，这也是神的心意。
So the relationship between Paul and Mark later and in the Bible we can see just prove God's heart.
好，我们来看第三点，分手仍上路。
Let's look at the third point, break up and still hit the road.
所谓教会信徒守则第一条，看神不看人，对吧？
So the first rule of conduct for believers in a church is to look at God rather than people.
我们对人可以有不同的看法。
We can have different views on people.
也可以有不同的做法。
And different approaches.
但是却永远不可以选择离弃神，对吧？
But we can never choose to leave God.
当然也不可以离开教会。
Of course, not to leave the church.
首先呢，伯乐当作伯乐事啊。
First, a good judge of a talent should fulfill his part.
巴拿巴是一个劝慰子啊。
Barnabas was a son of comfort.
他面对自己的表弟马可呢？
So facing his cousin Mark,
他能够做的就是栽培与扶持，对不对
？All he could do was to just to cultivate and support him.
为什么呢
Why?
可能我们会比较多的从巴拿巴的优秀品格、道德规范来评估他、欣赏他、看待他，对吧？
Maybe we will evaluate Barnabas and admire him just based on his excellent character and the moral standards.
那这个其实也是我们的惯性啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, in fact, this is our inertia.
我们习惯了去这样用道德规范去啊论断或者看待别人，对吧
？Just we're used just to observe and judge people this way.
啊，我们观察人、观察事物的角度，往往不能超脱人本主义对我们的残累啊。
So the way we observe people, we just cannot get out of this kind of the man center.
Yeah, 但是我们更加需要调整的是从基督的眼光来看问题，对不对？
However, what we need to adjust even more is to see things from the perspective of Christ.
Yeah, 巴拿巴劝慰子的恩赐是神所赐的，这是我们知道的。
So Barnabas is a son of comfort that is a gift was given by God.
拥有这样恩赐的人在神面前就当活出这样恩赐的最大值，这是我们的呼召，对吧？
And those who possess such gifts should live to the fullest extent of their gifts.
那不用我问为什么了吧，对吧？
So no need to ask.
因为巴拿巴最终是要向神交账的呀。
Because Barnabas has to give an account to God eventually.
巴拿巴也曾经是如此这般去对待保罗的呀。
Barnabas did the same to Paul.
他对保罗的扶持、帮助、安慰和陪伴同行，有没有？
And his supporting, helping, comforting, and accompanying him.
如今在他眼中看来，他的虽然是他的表弟，也是他的弟兄，如此这般遇到这样的需要，他也是完成神的呼召而已呀。
So for now, Mark and his cousin, also his brother, so Barnabas was just fulfilling God's calling.
啊，可能今天牧师给你一些帮助。
Maybe today, pastor gives you some help.
可能牧师在讲道啊、辅导啊、平常说话，有一句话入了你的耳，入了你的心。
So maybe from pastor's sermon or counseling, and maybe his words just enter your heart.
也让你因此受益得好处。
And also, you just receive this the benefit from that.
那我今天就一次性的给你讲清楚，请你把荣耀颂赞、功劳归在基督的身上。
And I just want to tell you, please, just that of give the glory to God.
Yeah, 保罗当做保罗的事，巴拿巴当做巴拿巴的事，伯勒当做伯勒事，对不对？
So it's the same here, and Paul should do the thing he should do, and also same as Barnabas.
Yeah, 求神就帮助我们。
May God help us.
各自完成在上帝面前的呼召。
So we just fulfill just what God calls to each one of us.
要其次是千里马奔千里路啊。
Secondly, a thoroughbred horse just runs a thousand miles.
显而易见，这个时候的保罗并没有巴拿巴的恩赐啊。
Obviously, Paul did not have the gift of Barnabas at this time.
他似乎这个时候更加像一匹千里马，会不会啊
？But he seems just more just like a thoroughbred horse.
保罗对在前方打仗有深刻的体会啊。
Paul had a just profound experience of fighting on the front line.
他知道一心不可二用啊。
He knew that he could not do two things at once.
更加不能够开小差啊。
Let alone desert.
在一个团队里边，彼此之间的队形与岗位尤关重要。
In a team, each other's formation and position are particularly important.
要摩西举着杖，对吧
？Moses held up his staff.
他需要亚伦在一旁。帮忙托住他的手，对吧
？He needed Aaron's help to hold his hand.
要稍有疏忽，就会影响到整个以色列人是否得胜啊
！A slight oversight could affect the victory of the entire Israelites.
要保罗对马可的信任仍然在恢复或者等待中啊
！Paul's trust in Mark was still recovering or waiting.
保罗就拣选了希拉呗。
So Paul chose Silas.
呀，拣选希拉，一同踏上保罗的第二次宣教旅行。
So together they just embark on just Paul's the second mission journey.
呀，显而易见，保罗是一匹可以跑得更远的千里马。
So Paul is just like a thousand miles horse.
在这一次第二次宣教旅程中呢
？In the second mission journey.
保罗不是不单将福音传到了土耳其，甚至传到了雅典，传到了希腊。
So Paul not only spread the gospel to Turkey, also he spread the gospel to Athens.
呀，从这天开始呢
？So from this day,
这个欧洲的哲学思想的大本营就被福音开始光照了。
So the base came out of the European philosophy and thoughts were just spread.
啊，最后是殊途同归，使命中啊。
In the end, different paths lead to the same mission.
有趣的是什么呢
？What's interesting is,
这一次保罗也是先朝着 大树，就是他的家乡，先走的。
This time, Paul also headed first towards Tarsus.
他就在大树那里成长起来的。
He grew up in Tarsus.
然后他沿着地中海的东北岸，也就是今天的土耳其了。
So running along the northeastern coast of the Mediterranean, that is today's Turkey.
然后在当年的亚细亚各省去，啊，省的各地去奔跑了。
And he also just went to the province of Asia.
那巴拿巴呢，就带着马可重返塞浦路斯了。
Then Barnabas took Mark back to Cyprus.
塞浦路斯就是居比路了。
And that is the Cyprus.
也补足了保罗没有能去成塞浦路斯的遗憾呢。
And just making up for Paul's regret of not being able to go to Cyprus.
好，这个时候我们稍稍从保罗和巴拿巴的眼光超高一点，从神的眼光立体的看下去。
So now, let's just look at this from God's viewpoint about Paul and Barnabas.
我们会发现保罗和巴拿巴虽然因意见不合而选择分手。
We will find that although Paul and Barnabas chose to separate due to difference in opinion,
却在福音的版图中合而为一了。
However, they became one in the territory of the gospel.
这里我们需要学习的是神的眼光，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, what we need to learn here is in God's perspective.
日后谁是谁非，由主来审判就好了。
Whoever is right or wrong will be judged by God.
而今天的福音使命却不可以因为自己的血气而耽搁呀。
Today's gospel mission must not be delayed by our own flesh.
懂得这个道理，或将此当作我们的核心价值观，你会少走很多弯路啊。
Understand this truth or treating it as our core value will save our us many detours.
求神帮助我们啊。
May God help us.
啊，在不同的意见当中找到相同的福音宣教使命。
In the different opinion, we can just find at the same gospel mission.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
啊，同工之间有不同的看法或者偏见。
Co-workers might have different views or opinion.
甚至也可以有不同的选择呀。
And they may even have different choices.
但是在基督里却是我们生命当中的一个绝对原则。
But being in Christ is the absolute principle in our lives.
无论我们是去塞浦路斯还是去雅典，都是做主的工，对吧？
Whether we're going to Cyprus or Athens, it's all God's work.
也无论我们今天是在做线上的还是做线下的福音工作，都是主的工作，对吧？
No matter we're doing the online or just physical worship, we're all doing God's work.
求神给我们更加宽广的心和更长远的眼光，好不好？
May God just give us a broader viewpoint.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢主你的恩典与荣耀。
Thank you for your grace and the glory.
感谢你借着保罗和巴拿巴的生命，让我们看见你在教会当中运行的原则。
And thank you for showing us the principle in the church through Paul and Barnabas' life.
你让我们看见借着福音和宣教，将我们生命当中的软弱重新的合而为一。
Also, and just through the gospel and also our weakness, and we can just see that in Christ we're in one.
因为你是我们主，你是我们的王。
Because you're our Lord, our King.
我们日后要交账的是你呀，主。
The one we'll give an account of our life to is you, the Lord.
帮助我们。日后来到你面前的时候，成为一个你所称赞的有忠心有良善的仆人使女。
Please just help us when we give account to meet with you, and you will just praise us to say we're the faithful one.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.